Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on Meatloaf Monday. I'm getting hungry thinking about it, but it's Meatloaf Monday, and we are finishing out this final hour right now in the topic called divisive concepts. It's the law that was passed earlier this year by the Alabama legislature, put us in position of being one of those in the nation that have finally taken a stand against the teaching of divisive concepts. And we've kind of talked a little bit here in the last little bit about what that means. But I thought what we'd best to do is go ahead and bring on the guy who carried the bill in the Alabama Senate. So State Senator Will Barfoot hails from the Pike Road area. He graduated from Auburn University in Montgomery with his bachelor's degree, got his law degree at Jones School of Law. He and his partner, Ben Schottaker, practiced law down yonder in that area. He has been real involved in the community for a number of years, even been a delegate to the National Republican Convention. And he currently was elected to the Alabama State Senate first in 2018 and is the chairman of the Senate. I meant Senate. And he's currently serving as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee for the Senate. I used to be the vice chair. And he's on the line right now. Senator Will Barfoot, how you doing?
Pretty good. I appreciate that introduction. I started thinking, who is that guy?
And I even pronounced your partner's law partner's name right, so that was good.
You got it right. I'll have to tell him. Most people don't get it right, but he'll appreciate it, and so do I.
Well, good enough. Appreciate you. And listen, you've carried some conservative bills in your time in the legislature already. But I think one of the ones that got the most attention, especially from the libs, is I think it's Senate Bill 129. Is that the way it was designated for the divisive concepts bill?
That's right. We passed that last session and became law. Governor signed it and became law October 1. So, almost 2 weeks ago now, working on 2 weeks. So that was a bill that, the 2022 session, Representative Ed Oliver had it and passed the House, got up to the Senate. We got it out of committee, I believe, in 2022, and we weren't able to get a floor vote. And then the 2023 session, kind of the same thing. We came up a little short, and earlier this year we got it passed. So, I think it's ultimately good. I know it's ultimately good for the state of Alabama, and happy to talk about it.
Well, and this is one of those bills that it's amazing the amount of controversy it drew. I mean, the liberal media was all over you. Y'all had public hearings on this one where people came and spoke against it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, multiple hearings. For the life of me, I had people who came with me who I know and friends with and or friendly with and they read news articles, and I said, I can't believe that you would advocate for something along those lines. And I said, like what? Like, that we should treat everyone equal? We shouldn't demean somebody because of their race or sex? Or I said, what part of the bill that you've read, because I know you've read it coming to me, what part of the bill that you've read, it makes you feel that way? And they said, well, I hadn't read it. And on more than one occasion, I'd print it off. I said, here's your homework. Go read it. It's pretty short. It's about 10 pages. Go read it and come back and tell me what you find reprehensible about it. And some of them didn't come back, but the ones that did said, I read it and I see what you're saying. This is something we all ought to be behind. And I agree with that. So,
well, it should be common sense. And it's not just for schools. It's for state agencies overall, correct?
That is correct. State agencies, local boards of education, public institutions of higher learning. So, it affects more than just when we think about it. Typically, we think about, in the school setting, but it also does affect those state agencies. So,
well, let me ask you, was there any, I know that, people don't realize sometimes you pass a law, they think it's going to go into effect that day, but you gave it until October 1st. And part of that was because it gave an opportunity for, for instance, let's say higher ed, to start putting the foundations in place to be able to comply with the law. Over the summer, we saw Like, for instance, University of Alabama, they started shutting down some offices, some of which it almost felt like they were doing a little bit out of spite. The Black Student Union, I think, at one point closed down. But nothing was ever designed to preclude somebody from existing on a campus, right?
Oh, that's entirely right. As a matter of fact, the bill lays out a whole host of exceptions, if you will, or nothing in this act prohibits, you know, A, B, C, or D. And you know, listen, we worked the best we could to make sure there were no unintended consequences. But, you know, when you go back to the divisive concepts part of the bill and how it defines divisive concepts or what the state agency or local board of education or public institution of higher education can't do, I had to challenge anyone out there to say, well, this is not well-founded, because, you know, we don't want to require students, employees, or contractors to, you know, have to participate in some type of DEI or compel somebody to personally affirm or adopt a divisive concept. And the list goes on. You know, and I told somebody, and many people actually, truth of the matter is, it in the 1960s, this might very well be the same type of piece of legislation that, you know, you would have seen from minority caucuses or through the civil rights type of legislation, because it is. It's just saying, hey, we're equal. Everybody's equal. And you can't compel somebody to basically or force somebody to assent to a divisive concept.
Well, and what a great point. I mean, I made a comment earlier in the show before you came on that, in my opinion, I know that Alabama has a past. I get that. I'm very aware of it. Teach it. Teach what has happened in the past, but make sure you teach objectively. And, oh, by the way, also teach both sides of the story. Part of the story for Alabama is that no state in the nation, in my opinion, has come further than Alabama has in terms of setting things right. And that gets overlooked too often in the debate.
Yeah, no question. As a matter of fact, there's a, you know, a piece in there where nothing in this act shall prohibit, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but basically the teaching of history and historical context. And, you know, I said this on the floor, I said it in committee meetings, and my mama, you know, she died several years back when I was a much younger man. She had multiple sclerosis, but she was a history teacher. And if she thought that I was doing anything that would have prohibited the accurate teaching of history, then she would not have been happy. And you know, we need to teach the good, the bad, and the ugly about Alabama history, United States history. But we can't just sugarcoat some of it. We can't just dump it on the ash piles of history and not talk about it. And we got to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then therefore, once we do that, we can better figure out why we are the way we are and where we need to be as a society.
Well, and you're right, and I think it's an outstanding piece of legislation, and I think you even said it, maybe it was when we were talking offline before we came on the air, it's amazing that this was even controversial at all.
100%. I scratched my head and thought, you know, this has got to be a political it has to be political to be against it for any other reason. I just couldn't figure out. And, you know, truth of the matter is, I was proud to work on it. The piece of legislation that passed has my name on it, but I'll give credit where credit's due. Representative Ed Oliver out of Dayville, worked countless hours on this for several years. Ed and I went up. We were invited to the NAACP summer meeting, state meeting up in Birmingham, probably 2 years ago. And it was, you know, we had some good discussion, dialogue, and I think, you know, quietly, there were a couple of people who came up afterwards and said, hey, I get where you're coming from, not publicly, but privately. And so that was a good exchange overall. So.
Wow, very cool. Well, listen, I look for more stuff like this and appreciate the fact that y'all got it passed. But for now, State Senator Will Barfoot, thank you for carrying Senate Bill 129. You and Ed Oliver both and the rest of the members of the body who voted for it. I know you had I think you had 20 sponsors at one point. But thanks for getting it passed, and let's keep it going, man.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you spreading the gospel out there.
All right, thanks. State Senator Will Barfoot from Pike Road, Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll have him on again sometime soon. All right, we're taking a break right now. JP, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that. We'll come right back, get some text messages, and start moving forward. And then I'm assuming I'm going to get to it. We got some jackassery we got to talk about. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.